In order to understand paralysis, you need to understand the positions of the vocal folds. Okay? So here's a nice little diagram that shows you where the vocal folds are when you're phonating. They're both at the midline. Quiet inspiration, so when you're sitting in your seat, not talking, your vocal folds are open at what's called the intermediate position. So you can see here that if you follow those up to the top, that's where your vocal folds are. So you have a hole there for your air to get in, but they're not opened all the way. After you run 3 to 5 miles or whatever, you're going to have forced inspiration, so you want to open the vocal folds as far as you possibly can. You move them out to the lateral position, and you're getting in as much air as you possibly can. So what's important is to understand the positions of the vocal folds, and in particular, what's known as the paramedian position. Because when a vocal fold is paralyzed, we're going to talk about surgeries that are going to move that vocal fold to the paramedian position. So notice, it's halfway, if you will, a little bit off, but halfway between the intermediate and the position for complete closure. Okay? And what that will do is if you move the paralyzed cord there, then you're going to have a hole big enough for them to breathe, especially if it's unilateral paralysis, but close enough to the midline that they should get decent phonation.